I'm the editor of the Encyclopedia of the Philosophy of Science, a member of the editorial board of 17 scientific and philosophical journals, and the author of over 100 papers in biology and in philosophy in peer-reviewed journals. I work partly with UTeach, which is an innovative teachers training program designed to train high school teachers for Texas. My colleague Michael Marder, who is the director of UTeach, will be giving testimony later. I have actually gone through each and every one of the textbooks that are being considered here, so I've only done so from the point of view of a university professor and not from the point of view of a high school teacher, which I'm not. If there's anything about these textbooks that I would like to see changed, what I would like to see happen is much more evolution. But nothing in biology makes sense except in the light of evolution. I gather that the requirements of the board in Texas is to make sure that when evolutionary biology is taught, people learn to think critically. And that, I think, is absolutely important in science education at every level, whether it be in schools, in undergraduate colleges, or in graduate programs. And by and large, these textbooks do a rather good job. In particular, I want to go back to testimony by David Hillis in the last hearings that was held here, where Hillis claimed very correctly that the process of evolution is something that no credible scientist questions. Hillis and others also left open the issue that, of course, scientists sometimes debate the mechanisms of evolution, which is important when, for what taxon, and at what stage of evolutionary history. I repeat this because he was misquoted, as is quite often, by a member of the Discovery Institute earlier today during testimony. Hillis said that, and I'll just give two examples of textbooks which clearly do that. The examples I have in mind raise the question as to whether natural selection is the only mechanism by which evolutionary change can take place, or whether you can also have random drift. Both the textbook by Ceci Starr, as well as the textbooks by Peter Raven, do an admirable job of showing when there is scientific disquiet about one mechanism versus the other, where more research needs to be done, and how all of this can probably inspire our students to become better scientists. In conclusion, I have also circulated among you a letter that has been signed by 140 faculty members at the University of Texas. That letter notes how important it is for science education to be rigorous and of the highest quality in Texas, why it is absolutely important that this education prepares our students in Texas for a life in which they can compete with others in a marketplace that demands scientific expertise more and more. The letter also reflects a growing consensus among scientists that we are irritated with what the Discovery Institute has done, how we have been misquoted, and how fraud has been perpetrated in the name of science. I would like to have ended with a direct quotation of how I myself have been misquoted by the people of the Discovery Institute, but you've already heard from David Hillis last time, and you will receive detailed testimony from me over the next 2 weeks, which details all the scientists who have felt that they've been fraudulently represented. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions?
Yes, if you go to the Discovery Institute website, you will find a paper on Information and the Origin of Life written by Stephen Myers, in which I am quoted as one of the people who question the use of the concept of biological information and what that can do for molecular biology. And the article in which I'm quoted over there was an article that was devoted to show how you can have a better theory of biological information rather than the one that was being used. It was not skeptical about information at all.
All I actually want to ask the science teacher, because you're so well qualified, is Darwin's hypothesis on the same plane as the Copernicus's?
Without doubt. We might argue about the details of the mechanisms of evolution, but the fact that evolution did take place, modification with descent, is as certain as the theory of gravitation.
Well, no, I said the Copernicus theory.
And even more so than the Copernicus theory, if that makes any sense to me.
Thank you. And the atomic theory?
I'm sorry?
And the atomic theory?
As much so as the atomic theory.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you very much.